In today's episode, I have a couple of scheduling items for you and also some words of wisdom from one of the most important Christian authors of our time. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I've got a couple of logistical or scheduling things I want to talk about today, and then one kind of spiritual growth thing that I hope you'll stick around to the end to hear about. The scheduling things, first of all, this is going to come out on Thursday, I believe, and I don't remember the date. I should have looked at that. Thursday, the 5th of February. I guess I'll start with the Faith and Life announcements. In fact, I think I mentioned Faith and Life in last week's episode, assuming that we were going to have a Faith and Life event this coming Thursday, the day after we're taping this. It turns out, since last week's episode, we have heard from our speaker for what was supposed to be tomorrow, the 5th, and is that right? I'm completely, yes, the 5th. And that is not going to happen. Lee C. Camp lives in Nashville. They have had some terrible weather recently, as you may have heard in the news. He has been displaced from his house for about a week and is likely not going to be able to get back to his house for another week. He's helping his mom and dad, who also live in the area. So he's not going to be able to be here. However, we have rescheduled him. So he will be coming not on February 5th, but instead on March 26th. So please mark your calendars, and our deep apologies for that shift, but there was nothing we could do about it. Related to that, Sarah Hall, who was originally scheduled for late February, also got in touch with us last week. It was a strange week, I guess, for our schedule with Faith and Life, and she also has rescheduled now to early March. So the next two Faith and Life events will be Sarah Hall on March 5th. These are both Thursdays, and Lisi Camp on March 26th. So please mark those in your calendar. I hope you can join us for them. And if you know other people who are planning to attend one of those, if you could help spread the word about those changes in dates, I'd really appreciate it. So that's one logistical note. The other logistical note is about our annual meeting, which is coming up on Sunday, February 8th. So that's this coming Sunday. And, you know, what I would say about that is the church is not only or exclusively, or maybe even most importantly, things like buildings or budgets or, you know, plans. But I would say that the church instead is an organism. It's the body of Christ, right? It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. It's the house of God. It's the ongoing movement of Jesus in the world. It's the invitation of us to be brothers and sisters and be the hands and feet of Christ. That said, it's important for local communities of faith, local congregations, to get together every once in a while and just reflect on, you know, what's been going on for the last year, what's gone well, what should we celebrate, and also as we look ahead, where did we feel God leading us? And so on Sunday the 8th, we will have that annual conversation. 2025 was a wonderful year for St. Philip Deacon. We look forward to wonderful things in 2026, and I hope you will join us for that conversation. It'll come right after our third service on Sunday morning, so we'll start it right around noon, and we'd love to have you there to join in that discussion and ask questions and so forth. So that's the second logistical thing. Okay, the final point I want to make, I don't usually point people in this episode or in this platform to other videos. I guess I maybe have done that in the past. More frequently, I guess I've pointed people to books and other kind of resources. However, I just listened to a really wonderful conversation between Father James Martin, who I'm sure I've talked about before. He's a Jesuit priest, and I know I've lifted up his book, The Jesuit Guide to Almost Everything, more than a few times. So he's the host of a podcast called The Spiritual Life with Father James Martin. And he had a conversation with a gentleman named Richard Rohr, who you may not have heard of, about. I haven't talked a lot about him here, but he is an incredibly important spiritual director. He's a Franciscan priest and deeply respected around issues of prayer and contemplation and spirituality. And I thought the whole conversation was worth listening to, so we will link to it. But I want to just summarize one particular part of the conversation, which I'll leave you with, maybe to sit with and think about and reflect on. And it comes about two-thirds of the way through the podcast, as I recall. You can find it. There's a little menu as associated with it. But Rohr's point was, I think the question to him was, if you, Richard Rohr, think back on a main theme about all of your writing, and he's written many, many books, what would that be? And he sort of says, well, this will take me a little bit to communicate. And he says this far better than I'm about to say it. And I'm paraphrasing here. But he said something like, you know, I think in the Christian world, we have tended to emphasize sin in some ways. And particularly, that's taken us down a path of focusing on judgment, which in turn points us toward either reward or punishment. Okay, so the big category is sin that takes us to judgment, and you're either being rewarded for doing well or you're being punished for not doing well. And he says, you know, in my opinion, after he's 80, I think, after a life of trying to figure out this whole Christian thing and directing other people and being a spiritual guide and leader, I think we would have done ourselves a favor by getting out of that sin, the lane of sin, and moving instead, again, his words, into the lane of Jesus, where he says the issue is not sin, but rather the issue is always and everywhere brokenness and a need for healing. And he sort of summarizes this, saying the same thing in slightly different words. He says, so again, the category is not a category of judgment, but of a forever need for healing. And I just think that's a really important and thoughtful way of reframing maybe how we think about the life of faith. And it means that, by the way, and he makes this point, that none of us are, I guess I'd say it this way, none of us are not in need of healing. We're always in need of healing. And it turns out that Jesus has come to provide precisely that healing, not to shake or wag a finger at us and say, well, you didn't do it right again, but rather to look at us with loving kindness and say, I see that you, like everyone else, is broken. Let me heal you. So again, I lift that up for you for your consideration. If you're interested, listen to the whole podcast. Richard Rohr genuinely is a sort of icon. He's a monumental figure in spirituality and spiritual direction, and he's worth listening to. So that's what I had for you this week. I hope that we'll see you at the Faith and Life events in March. Not in February. I hope I'll see you at the annual meeting. And if you do listen to that podcast with James Martin and Richard Rohr, and if it prompts questions for you, please let me know. I'd love to pick that up in a future episode. Until then, as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.